Aneuglucus fever is a damaging pest, insect pest of Aneuglucus turf in golf courses. Aneuglucus is a predominant turf species in the northeastern United States. That's the infestation observed throughout the northeast area. The infestation is gradually but constantly expanding south to Ohio, south to Virginia, west Ohio, and north to Canada, southern Ontario, and southern Quebec. Aneuglucus weevil overwinter as adults in leaf litter under woods and hedges adjacent to golf courses. They immigrate to developmental sites where the short mown turf areas such as tees and greens and fairways in early spring, and then they immediately reproduce. The eggs hatch in less than a week, and then the first generation completes its life cycle in about 40 to 60 days. And by the end of the summer, we usually observe 2 to 3 generations. In fall, the adults move back to overwintering site and stay dormant until next spring. This is an example of Aneuglucus weevil damage. The damage is most prevalent at the edge of the short mown turf area. Here in this picture, you can clearly see the border between damaged fairway and undamaged rough area. The damage severely degrades the playing quality and also the aesthetic quality of golf courses. So when and how does the Aneuglucus weevil cause this damage? Let's take a look at the population fluctuation through a season. This is a population fluctuation of adults from one golf courses in upstate New York from a past year. In early spring, overwintering adults emerge. Then first generation adult follows, and we have small peak of second generation this year. Now I overlay the fluctuation of larvae with green. So right after the emergence of overwintering adults here, the larvae of first generation rise, and then the larvae of second generation immediately follows the emergence of adult, the first generation adult. So now I overlay the damage with red. The damage appears right after the first generation larvae hit the peak. Soon after the damage peaked, the damage the grass started to recover and the damage faded out. Even though there was a similar population size of second generation larvae as the first generation. So from that we assume that the larvae of the first generation is the most major damaging agent. And the larvae damage the grass in two steps. The first three instances are the same borrowers. They burrow into the stem and they feed in the tissue and weaken the grass. Last two instances are crown feeders. They feed on crown, that is a growth point of grass, and kill the grass. So there are two control windows. First is targeting the overwintering adults before its majority lays eggs. And the second is the first insert larvae before the damage appears. But however, there are several challenges to control these insects. The first challenge is poor targeting. A lot of golf course superintendents rely on traditional plant phenological cues, that is, to apply insecticides between full bloom of forsythia and full bloom of dogwood. This cue does not tell you the precise timing of the application and how much insects are accumulated on the field. Thus, the superintendents have to monitor the insect fluctuation by scouting. Even though they monitor the insect flux, the number of overwintering adults greatly varies from year to year. And the overwintering adults normally immigrate in bimodal or trimodal fashion. So it is difficult for superintendents to decide which peak to target. Moreover, monitoring larval population is difficult and labor intensive due to its small size. So the pro-targeting forces golf course superintendents to apply insecticides multiple times a season to ensure that they will get surface control. The multiple application of insecticides not only costs a lot of money, but also causes rapid development of insecticide resistance. So to overcome these challenges, we need a different management structure to efficiently control the damage of annual bluegrass weevil. Since the development of insect is highly directly related to temperature and time, it is well described by temperature-dependent models such as degradant models. So my objective of this study is to develop a degradant model to better target the life stages of annual bluegrass weevil. Life stages of annual bluegrass weevil were collected from two golf courses in upstate New York. The collection was conducted weekly from April to October for 3 years. A total of 9,000 adults and 4,000 larvae were collected and classified to developmental stage. Also, the daily temperature data were collected from on-site and local weather station. Degradant was calculated by Arnold's method. We tested 5 base temperatures that were derived from our laboratory study and also the literatures. All 3 year population data were pulled, and percent population accumulation of overwintering adults, stem borers, and crown feeders of first generation were plotted by Julian date and degree date. This is a table of R square value of Julian date model and degree date model for each developmental stage. Based on R square values, both Julian date and degree date with every base temperature have high correlation with population accumulation of the insect. For each developmental stage, I chose the degree day models with the highest R-square values and visually assessed them in comparison to Julian date model. I briefly explain how to read this figure. There are two different markers, circles with and without fill, represent the data from two sides. Three different colors, red, blue, and green, represent the data from different years. Y-axis is percent population accumulation with logistic scale. So 0 corresponds to 50% population accumulation. And the other values are as shown on the right-hand side of the slide. X-axis is either Julian date or degree date. Solid black line is the fitted line, and the dotted line is the 95% confidence interval. These are the Julian Day model on the left side and degree day model on the right side of overwintering adults. In the early period, the both model had a variation of data points from year to year and from site to site. In Julian Day model, the variation persisted throughout the period. In degree day models, on the other hand, the data points converged after and fell between 95% confidence interval after the population accumulated to 50%. Thus, the population accumulation of overwintering adults over 50% is predictable by degradant model. Here's the models of the stem borers. In Julian Day model, 1 year of data here, data points are significant outliers. In degree day model, the same points were observed, but not as significant. However, other point here in the green circle with fill became outliers in the early period. So it has a pretty good overall fit, but statistically, both of the models are not reliable to predict the population. Here are the degree day the models for crown feeders. Similar to the models of overwintering adults, in the early period, the both models had a variation of data points from year to year and from site to site. In both models, the data points, again, started to converge after the population accumulation reached around 50%. So especially the degree net model has very few outliers compared to Julian data model. That's that, the population accumulation of current feeder over 50% is again predictable by degree net model. So summaries. Both Julian data model and degree data models were highly correlated with population accumulation of each developmental stage of a new bluegill weevil. Degree data models can predict population accumulation of overwintering adults and crown feeders of first generation after accumulated population over 50%. So for the next step, given that the population over 50% of overwintering adults and crown feeders of first generation are predictable by degree day model, we have to test the efficacy of damage suppression by targeting 50% or more of each developmental stage. And we are now working on the validation of the model over the wider geographical area. And this year, we have completed 5 studies in golf courses across New York State, and we are planning to expand the area to other northeastern states next summer. Thank you very much.